interesting country to live in, especially when you don't know the language. Man, I remember the first time I was in Japan. I was just trying to pick up some girls, do a little flirting. Oh man, I made such a mistake though. I was at this summer camp, you see, and I was trying a little bit of Japanese. They were asking me the question. They said, "Do you like Japanese girls?" And I was trying to remember from my studies. What was the word for girl? What was the word for girl? The word I learned was shoujo. Notice how I said the O quite loudly, quite long. That's because if you don't put that in, it doesn't mean girl. See, shoujo means something completely different. So when they asked me, "Do you like Japanese girls?" I answered as honestly as I could, and I said, "Yes, I like Japanese virgins. In fact, I love Japanese virgins." They started laughing, they started smiling. I thought, wow, they must be really into me. Let me take it a step further. You see, I said I love Japanese virgins. And the best part was right now, at this very moment, I was surrounded by a bunch of beautiful Japanese virgins. At that point, my conversation partner came up to me, and he pulled me away, and he said to me, "Do you have any idea what you said?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I like Japanese girls." He's like, "No, you didn't say that." He's like, "What you said, if I would have said that, they would have slapped me." And then he craned his head over, he looked at the crowd, he saw that they were still smiling.